Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Morning. Good morning. The sun's breaking through. I get to do the show just as the sun breaks through the clouds. Dynamite. You're spinning. I know you're spinning. Here's my life. My life is spent across a desk trying to get you an understanding of what you need to do to get your body to live its dream. And that usually means when you see me, you're trying to get on the other side of some sort of an ache or a pain or a symptom or a disease that's plagued you. And the easy part is when you drop the herb into your body and it just goes away. And that's what we all hope for. And as I'll never stop saying, I wish that happened more often than not. Because more often than not, your illness, what you're spinning with, what you're confused about, is a perspective that you're not being given. Now, I'm going to stay on this platform today, just like I was on it last week. And we're going to do another show where I'm going to try to get you to a deeper, higher, more comprehensive level of what I mean when I say, if you're spinning around in circles and those herbs haven't worked yet, you have to deepen your perspective of why you're at where you're at. Some combination of flexibility or structural address of your psycho-emotional you, of the physical scars from physical traumas in your body that you've accumulated, and last but not least, and perhaps first on your list, your chemical you, your biochemical you, your nutritional deficiencies and your nutritional toxicities. I beg of you to understand that some combination of these four variables specific to you. So anybody tuning in, this show is about you, because your electrical field, your biofield, your magnetic field, what you are after we reduce you biochemically to your biophysical realm. Do you read me? Are you going to let me make this concept real for you? That's the issue here. Because if we're going to continue to talk rhetoric, you're wasting your time, I'm wasting my time. I don't know about you, but I don't have time to waste. So I'm going to hope that these words are piercing through your delusions of what's necessary for you to understand what it is to activate and heal your body. Because the biochemical paradigm is nonsense. It does not work. And we are being assaulted, assailed, attacked, subliminally diverted every single day by hundreds and thousands of new approaches to destroy your health. And the statistics show it. So I got to get you to a deeper understanding. You can't stick to the simple herb symptom approach anymore. You will perish. So let me repeat this again. Let me coin it under an axiom called the rule of four. And let me say, if you're spinning around in circles, and many of you are, you're spinning because you haven't yet understood that there's some combination of your biochemistry, your biomechanics, the physical scars from physical traumas on your body, and your psycho-emotional you, some combination of those four variables that are keeping you out of the loop, out of the game, that are plateauing your therapies. There's no other way I can get this to you but case studies, so we're going to do case studies today. I'm going to ask you to wrap your imagination around the stories I tell you. And I tell good stories. I know how to tell a story. You know I know how to tell a story. These stories are all real. Real people, real cases. Names are changed, ages are changed, everybody's protected, but nonetheless, these are real. They are not fabricated. I see them every single week. I know your journey even better than you. I've given my life to your process. So if you've got low back pain, I know what you do. The first thing you do when you have chronic low back pain, the stuff that doesn't go away, is you go to your MD. And that's not a bad place to start. Except the problem is, if the medical doctor can't use drugs, or the drugs don't work, and surgery won't work, hopefully your medical doctor will tell you both. But at least, and this is what I want to point out, at least, so part of the show today is a critique of holistic medicine. It is certainly not an attack on allopathic medicine. Of the two, honestly, the system of allopathy, the system, works way better than the holistic model. The holistic model is, relatively speaking, although I think better intentioned, I think it's chaos. And I'm going to tell you some stories today to support that. There are critics of the holistic model on the right wing, so to speak, that say the holistic model is chaos, a waste of time, and a waste of your money. I support that statement many, many, many times. There's a right way to do anything. There's a right way to do holistic medicine, and there's a wrong way. There's a right way to do allopathic medicine in a wrong way. Of the two, the medical doctors do a better job of at least trying to tell us how to do it the right way. But don't understand. Don't misunderstand my message here. I want you to look at the system of holistic medicine. And understand that if you have low back pain and you go to an orthopedic surgeon, and you go to 10 orthopedic surgeons, you're going to get basically one explanation. If they see a 4-millimeter disc bulge slightly impacting the thecal sac, the dural sac, slightly impinging a nerve root on the left foramen between L5 and S1, explaining the pain into the buttocks, they're going to tell you, try conservative therapy. If it doesn't work, we're going to go in, suck out a little bit of the disc, decompress your spine, and you should be fine. And if you take that low back pain with that disc herniation to 10 different orthopedic surgeons, you're going to get about 90% compliance as to how to approach that problem. They're not going to argue with each other. Now take that same problem, that same low back pain out there into the holistic community. Because a chiropractor is going to tell you one thing, and an acupuncturist is going to tell you another thing. And a massage therapist is going to tell you a third thing. And a Pilates instructor is going to tell you a fourth thing. And a nutritionist is going to tell you a fifth thing. And so on and so far down the line. A psychic healer is going to tell you another thing. And if that medical doctor's therapy didn't work, you've taken the leap into the holistic model. And every holistic practitioner you see has a different perspective on how to do that. And within a year or 2 years or 3 years, you are spinning around in circles. That's you. That's a lot of people. If you think you're alone in that spin, please do not think that. I'm alone in that spin. Do you really think it's different when a doctor studies 4 to 5 different disciplines, spends a good 20 years in school, treats thousands and thousands of people, and tries to make some sense out of what works? Do you think the doctor is really in any different place than you are? Because you're ardently, sincerely, constantly, relentlessly asking yourself, what do I need to do to heal? Well, that's what some doctors are doing. They're studying everything, trying to understand what they need to tell you to do to heal. That doctor's me and some others. Those are good doctors. They're trying to understand how to integrate the model. The model that should be a lot more than just hodgepodge therapy, hopping from acupuncturist to chiropractor to nutritionist to naturopath to massage therapist to psychic healer to this, that, and the other thing. We should be doing better than that. And if the holistic model does not evolve, I assure you it will disappear. It has surfaced and disappeared many times. And it will, in the advent of genetic engineering, parts replacement, cloning, and every other allopathic scientific discovery on the cusp as I talk, it will not stand up in the future. It won't. So the point is, if you're spinning, you're succumbing to the fact that the holistic model has asked you to engage its chaos, because its model is not comprehensive and truly integrated. We're going to explain that. The first step for you, if you're going to understand what integration means, is to understand you're going to take a piece of paper and you're going to put down your two or three biggest symptoms, the ones that haven't gone away. And if they haven't gone away, I assure you, there is some mystical, although not mystical, combination of flexibility training, of psycho-emotional understanding, of nutritional address, and of flexibility training. Flexibility, removing scars from physical trauma, biochemistry, and the psycho-emotional realm. Some combination of those four is the beginning of your journey. The question is how do you integrate that model? How, if you even understand those variables, which we'll get into a little more deeply today, are you to apply them to you? Because it's not about saying, oh, okay, I need to stretch, I need to cleanse, I need to have my scars remediated, and I need to look at my psyche. I get it, I'll do those things. That is not what I'm talking about. Do you think a cake? Do you think a birthday cake is you take an egg and you throw it into a bowl, and you take some flour and you throw it into a bowl, and you take some sugar and you throw it into a bowl, and you take some milk and you throw it into a bowl, and then you stir it and you put it in the oven? Do you think that's a cake? I hope you don't think it's a cake. Don't invite me to your house for cake. That's not cake. That's a disaster. That's what you don't show off to your friends and serve at a birthday party. That's what you throw in the garbage. Throw your holistic model in the garbage. Throw the last 10 to 20 to 30 years, unfortunately, you may have suffered spinning in circles. Throw that in the garbage. Because that's not the way you make a birthday cake. Holistic medicine, even if you get, do you know how many of you spend time in one of those four dimensions? You go to psychologists to work out physical ailments that have been deemed psychosomatic, and you never do nutrition. How many of you do nutrition at the expense of getting flexible? So on and so forth. Even if you understand that you have to bring all four variables together, you have to understand how to do that. So we have a public that's basically looking for a quick fix with a quick herb or a quick therapy. Just see that therapist for your low back pain, Charlie. It'll go away. Don't worry about your nutrition. Don't worry about your psyche. Hey, that autoimmune disease you've got, that's purely nutritional. It's got nothing to do with your psyche. Or if it's got something to do with your psyche, surely it's not because you broke your left ankle as a kid and you've limped since then. That has nothing to do with it. You see, we're not really getting that And even if you're nodding your head, because you are, when I watch how you go to work with it, do you understand how to make those four variables functional in your healing? You have no clue. I say this to doctors regularly, you know, and they nod their head and they smile. That complacence that makes me sick inside. Because they understand these variables. But if you watch them work with these variables, they're baking that cake that you need to throw into the garbage. They don't understand integration. Talk is cheap. So, let's get to the show. Case study number one. This is lupus. And she's 25 years old. Now, lupus is an autoimmune disease that does go into remission. Meaning it goes away. It can go away by itself for no reason that anybody understands. And yet, if you study holistic medicine over the years, we've seen via attentive work in lupus cases where the symptoms don't go away, we've seen holistic type action through the various models in holistic medicine actually send lupus away. Symptoms go away. Symptoms stay away. So we know that when we take somebody who's plateaued in their healing, meaning they've got lupus, they've got the symptoms have been there a long time, they're not going away. We've seen people get on the other side of it. It's out there. It's not consistent. Few, if not no cures, are consistent in holistic medicine because you can't get compliance. You see, when doctors say, how many cases of lupus do we see go away in the holistic model? Nobody submits impressive findings. Nobody. And the reason is, even if we had a model that worked, to get people to understand that model is extremely difficult. The gap, the leap, the difference between what your average person understands is what is necessary to heal and what's truly necessary to heal. The difference between the two for most people, for 99% of the public, is like night and day. This is why holistic practitioners, from the top to the bottom, from the left to the right, from the north to the south, all over the world, do not submit extremely impressive statistics. And the way that's misunderstood, and I'll say that again, the way that's misunderstood is that there are not impressive therapies out there. And that's a mistake. Okay. The systems are out there. The systems are not integrated. They're not laid out correctly. And because they're not laid out correctly, you don't get compliance. So people start with an herb symptom approach to something like lupus. They try a cleanse for something like lupus. They try psychotherapy to remove traumas, mental ones, for something like lupus. They play around in it. They try acupuncture for lupus. Or just take out the word lupus and put your own issue in. Your high blood pressure, your low back pain, your cancer. But what we do is we hodgepodge around. And if the public, if you, the audience, have that model, if that's your course, you drank the Kool-Aid, not your fault, but that's not what's going to work. So I've got a 25-year-old like this. She's got this deadly disease where the immune system attacks her collagen, takes out your kidneys, takes out your heart, can affect your skin, your joints, muscle ache, tremendous fatigue. And what in her case it came down to, first and foremost, if you sat her down and looked at her angelic face in this 25-year-old woman stricken with lupus, the first thing you'd notice is she doesn't have a chin. She's got no chin. The jaw is not well developed. The first thing you would know if the jaw is not well developed is that, hormonally speaking, her hypothalamus gland cannot send out messages to her adrenals and her ovaries to activate them at their potential. Because that jaw, which is her bite, is poorly formed. And so when you go up to her mouth and you ask her to close her mouth and you look at the bite is asymmetrical. The bite is wrong. And if you ask her, has anybody ever addressed this issue with your bite? She'll tell you, yes. She had orthodontics. In fact, when they put the expander up in the palate, they cracked her palate. They accidentally broke the palate. They were trying to expand her palate to fix her bite because the front teeth, seven has an eight teeth in the front, do not touch the eight teeth below it. The eight teeth of the upper jaw do not touch the eight teeth of the lower jaw. And when you do not get proprioception between the top teeth and the bottom teeth, the hypothalamus gland sitting in the sphenoid does not get flexed. You cannot vibrate your brain through your bite to send signals out to the other glands in the body correctly if the bite is off. How can we miss this in a lupus case? How? Because we don't have the model for it. So let me continue. So upon further inquiry, we find that this bite was addressed by orthodontists, and yet it cracked her palate. And then they told her that for her to fix this totally, they'd have to break the jaw. There are therapies out there that can fix this bite. There are very good orthodontists out there that understand how to take care of this. But she was left hanging in midstream. That's on the list. When you look at that body in a 25-year-old woman with lupus, you have to add this broken jaw to a tremendously tragic biomechanical problem. Biomechanical. The way the bones align has an effect on the organs. You've heard me say this 1,000 times. This is its application. And then a slender neck on a big head. We're looking at a moon-faced woman with a slender neck and a big head. That's a structural defect. That's a structural challenge. Because a slender neck with a big head means the occiput and the first cervical vertebra will compress. And when they compress, you're going to lose the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is the 10th cranial nerve. It comes out of the brain and it showers all your organs with their electrical field. And if you compress it up in the first cervical vertebras, the organs do not function. Not to mention what the bite's doing. And then we would add multiple head traumas. If you ask the question, and of course, in the, 10 years of therapy, has anybody even asked the question? Has anybody even given her an understanding that the gross biomechanical problems from the countless chiropractors she's seen, acupuncturists, medical doctors, holistic therapists from all parts of the world, the countless number that we've seen, has anybody pointed out that until the biomechanics levels itself out? Some of them have, but it doesn't mean anything to the patient. It doesn't mean that they understand what it means when someone says your biomechanics are off. And that has to be addressed, even if it's identified. So generally, one, coming in with lupus, we wouldn't look at a broken jaw. at multiple head traumas, at the fact that the shape of the neck and the size of the head don't work. And even if we saw it, if we saw one of those three things, it wouldn't mean anything to the patient. And if it doesn't mean anything to the patient, they can't activate upon it. So we have educational holes. We have variables that were missed. Watch how this weaves together, and you'll see the issue. Now, the woman's flexible. She's extremely flexible. And as I've tried to teach you relentlessly, is that if you're not flexible, your bones cannot align. She is flexible, and her bones do not align. So for as much as flexibility is important, flexibility doesn't guarantee you that after your bones fibrose in the joint, after your bones take on scars in the joint, you can stretch them to kingdom come. Those stretches will not work because the bones cannot decompress because they are scarred together. And this is exactly what multiple head traumas and a bad bite will do. They will fibrose the joints. The cranial bones will fibrose. They will glue together. You see the issue now. Even if somebody in structural medicine, a chiropractor, an osteopath, a Pilates instructor, a yoga instructor, understand that there's asymmetries from the neck up, and they apply flexibility, if they apply adjustments to a person like this, they don't work. Because those joints have fibrosed. That fibrosis is a biochemical problem. The structural issue that you want to fix is a biochemical problem. And if you don't address it biochemically, then you cannot fix it structurally. Now, rule of four. You wrote down the rule of four. Flexibility, biomechanics, blood chemistry or nutritional balance, the psycho-emotional realm, and physical scars from physical trauma. You wrote that down. Here's a 25-year-old lupus case. I've already given you a true integration here. If you have to listen to this show 20 times, get what I'm talking about. I am not incorrect. I do this, and it works. If you can listen, if you can wrap your mind around another model, healing is its own talent. You have to have a talent for it. And if you don't, you have to work more diligently towards it. There's a part of your brain that understands how to heal. It's got its own IQ. Some people have a very high healing quotient. Some people have a very low healing quotient. Some people have a healing quotient so low, well, I say they're in God's hands. I can't help them. In any event, this is a situation now where lupus, which can take out her kidneys, which keeps her in tremendous pain, which makes it almost impossible for her to work, which is going to get worse as she gets older, which we know will go into remission, has gone into remission, with deliberate therapy, has a broken jaw, tremendous asymmetry in the bite, and multiple head traumas, structural issues. But seeing a chiropractor, seeing an osteopath, seeing an acupuncturist, those therapies are almost laughable because they're missing that in this very flexible body. The problem with structural resolution, and yes, structural resolution, a structural fix is needed here. The problem is the bones have fibrosed. There's deep scarring into the joints, into the cranial bones. To get to those scars, to work them out structurally, you're going to have to do something that no one's ever told her to do. Get her body fat down to about 15%. Whoa. Now we're saying to fix this, to get her body to the point where the body will resolve its lupus. Note that I did not say cure lupus. I said get the body to the point where the body will cure lupus. Very important distinction. Doctors don't cure anything. Doctors initiate healings by talking to bodily systems that know what to do. But they have to know how to talk to those systems or the pieces don't fall into place. That's the fundamental issue here. To get this woman's 25-year-old intelligence activated so it can move the variables around at photonic speeds, infinitely more capable and intelligent in their orientation than any doctor. A doctor is a catalyst. A doctor is an enzyme. A doctor is not the substrate. In this case, we have to take her body fat down to about 15%. Because if she dissolves herself, if she dissolves the fat, then she's going to be able to be structurally manipulated. You have to take the grease out of her body, the flab out of the tissue. Or you'll never be able to cross-fiber out the adhesions in the joints. That's big. Because now you're bringing in nutrition to address structure. You're integrating those variables, only you're doing it correctly. You're not talking to her about her mommy traumas. There are mommy traumas there. This is a young lady that lost her mother tragically at a relatively young age. And that sticks to your ribs if you've ever lost a parent tragically, unnecessarily, criminally. In fact, I don't think I've ever had a lupus case where there hasn't been some sort of tragic, violent trauma. I don't think I've ever had one. Or some severe emotional, sexual sort of abuse. So there is psyche here, but there's not psyche here. Wow. How could there not be psyche? How could I not say to you, check off psyche? The psycho-emotional person and the lupus have much to do with each other normally. Why would I say that? Well, you see, this is the art of therapy. This is the art of being able to look at those variables and understand how to emphasize some and eliminate others, how to emphasize some now so you can get to others later. This is the rule of four. This is how it really works. And you might have to listen to this show many times. I teach classes in this. I put groups together to break down cases like this so they can understand how to approach their health. And that moves the ball. And that's an integrated therapy. And that's what you need, without which you will spin. Except for the fact that you spin, I wouldn't do this show. There'd be no need to do this show. But there is a need. Because you are young in your evolution, extremely young. Holistic medicine is extremely young in its evolution. It is a hodgepodge of nonsensical therapies that do not understand how to bake the cake. ...15% body fat so we can get to the adhesions in the upper cervical spine. And she will need supremely sophisticated orthodontics to align the bite. Or we're not going anywhere in this case. We're not going to the part of her that doesn't even want to be alive anymore. From the psycho-emotional trauma that we can't get to. Now the question is, Does she have the necessary IQ to heal? So now I'm going to take you on another journey. Because the truth is, some people heal and some people don't. I mean, that's the truth. If you watch people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and hundreds, I have. Some of them heal, some of them go to their grave with their disease and with their symptoms. You guys can work that out. I'm not the priest or the reverend, the doctor. And I can just tell you that some people have an IQ sufficient to bring them to a healing. And I don't mean the IQ in grammar school that they take when you do well on your SATs. I'm not talking about that IQ. I'm talking about their healing quotient. Their healing quotient. I'm not talking about their ability to comply. When I say, do they get it, I don't mean, will they comply? I don't mean that. I'll give you an analogy so you can understand another facet, a critical facet to the reality of healing. So I'm teaching you integration, and I'm teaching you what's required. And that's a healing quotient, an inner intelligence. It has nothing to do with compliance. Let me explain to you the difference between compliance and the healing quotient. In other words, when I say, do you get it, that doesn't mean will you do it or comply. Lots of people want to act. What is it, one out of two young people under 20, age 25 today are actors? At least in Hollywood they are. Everybody's an artist. L.A. is filled with artists and healers. One out of two people in Santa Monica. Definitely. I'll attack Santa Monica. One out of two people in Santa Monica is either a therapist or an actor. And everyday actors stand in line and do auditions. That's compliance. You have to get up in the morning. You have to take a shower. You have to look at yourself in the mirror 200 times. You have to bring your portfolio. You have to stand in line. And you have to be somewhat humiliated sometimes in front of a casting director. That's compliance. The casting director doesn't care about compliance. The casting director does not care about compliance. You're willing to do anything for the part in that film with Al Pacino. You're compliant. You're more than compliant. The casting director's not interested in your compliance. They're interested in, do you fit the bill? Do you have the ability to engage in the role? Same thing with the doctor. The doctor's not interested in the fact that you'll comply. No more than the casting director's interested. The doctor's interested in, can you engage? The doctor is saying, what is required to get this person to engage the part, to bring their soul into the picture? And lots of people say, I will, and they can't. Now, the benevolence of the doctor, unlike the casting director, the benevolence of the doctor, unlike the casting director, is that the doctor will teach. The casting director will say, come back some other time in the future. The doctor may say, I'll give you a chance. I'll try to teach you, like an acting teacher would try to teach you. And they try to teach. But you see, how long it takes, how well you're going to do, has everything to do with your healing quotient. Do you have how much of some factor, factor X, how much of this missing link do you possess that allows you to manipulate your autonomic nervous system? To manipulate your autonomic nervous system, to bring the parasympathetic nervous system into balance. What is your inherent connection to your parasympathetic nerves? Oh man, all these words, all these highfalutin words that I've said for 52 shows, like parasympathetic nerves, that you've listened to relentlessly for 52 shows. that I'm still going to be saying to you. And maybe you got it the first show, and maybe you still don't have it. Maybe you listened to the show once, and you said, this is a lot of garbage. I retain a lot of people to the show, but a lot of people listen once. What? Who? It's too complicated. I just need the pill. I don't care what pill it is. An MD gives me a pill. An herbalist gives me a pill. Pill therapy. That'll do it. And you talk to these people. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. They're still looking for the pill. If we have time, I'm going to tell you a story today of the guy that swallowed more pills pharmaceutically and holistically than any man I ever met. Walked into the office, came from New York. He was 52 years old or so. 58 years old. 20 years of just dropping pills. Done more holistic therapy than anybody I ever met. Came and left. Still looking for the pill. That's not a high IQ. That's a low healing quotient. And can be a very intelligent man with a very high IQ in that other sense. What is your healing quotient? Do you understand what I'm saying to you when I'm asking you, do you have the capacity to engage your parasympathetic nerves? I hope you've got a clue. This young lady has a clue. This young lady, when you look at her face, if you're good enough, you can see that she understands everything she needs to heal. You can see that she's been brought into the world understanding all of this, and she's been burdened. She's been burdened under the yoke of a tragically dead mother, a disease you shouldn't have at 25, a jaw, a palate broken incorrectly during an orthodontics procedure to fix a bite that was never fixed. And yet, her quotient, the healing intelligence within her, is magnificent. So I will take this case because she fits the bill. And if you don't fit the bill, I have to work harder. And if you make a doctor work too hard, what's the sense? You're wasting your money. You're beating the horse of medicine into the ground. So you have to understand the reality of your healing. And you have to at least start to wrap your head around what I mean by a healing quotient. I mean that this woman, despite having weight to lose, so we can get to the fibrosis and separate the head traumas and open the electrical fields. Write that one down. Open the electrical fields. Big, bold face print. Open the electrical fields, the energetic lines of the body. And just remember, I'm saying to you, this is not witchcraft. Someday opening the electrical fields of the body is going to be in allopathic medicine. Allopathic medicine will dissolve its biochemical misconception of the body and switch to a biophysical one. It's happening now. So write that one down. This woman with lupus has to open her electrical fields, which she can't do unless she degranulates or pulls apart these scars in her cranial bones and upper cervical spine, combined in tandem to fixing her bite orthodontically. And no one can shift her structurally, even after orthodontics, unless she drops enough weight so somebody can get in there with their hands and manipulate those scars to where those scars just resolve and let the bones flow, so that maybe the magnetic fields of her body start to perfuse circulatory feelings, circulation, a warmth upon palpation, upon structural manipulation, a warmth through her chest, down to her ovaries and into her feet, opening up, we say, the hypothalamic pump, opening up the cranial rhythms. And unless she has that physical experience, she isn't going to heal. And unless she has a high quotient, a high healing quotient, necessary, basic, fundamental intelligence of what I'm talking about. Deeper and beyond her analytical mind, in her intuitive faculty, to gravitate towards a paradigm like this, she won't heal. And neither will you. And neither will anybody. So just keep looking for the herb that's going to fix her case. And yet herbs are critical. She has to use herbs. She has to use herbs because her metabolism has shut down. Her metabolism has flatlined. The pain, the psychic pain, the physical pain, the loss of sleep, the weakness in the glandular system because of the bite, all things you understand from listening to these shows. So she has to use herbs. But the mentality she brings to the money she spends, that mentality has to be comprehensive. It has to be integrated. And she has to have enough basic intelligence to understand it. It has to be studied the way you would study anything. If she comes in thinking that the doctor is going to give her therapy to heal her, not to inhabit her, to just give her a therapy from the outside in to heal her rather than stimulate the inside out, it's a waste of money. And that can be determined within the first month. You know who's going to work and who's not going to work within the first month. And yet we keep seeing you. We keep hoping. Or is that what we're doing? Or do we just decide to give you what you can take and we don't press the issue? We don't tell you the truth. And then when you complain, you go elsewhere. And that practitioner does the same thing. And you just spin in circles. Nobody ever says to you, you need to deepen your perception. Maybe because they have it. Maybe because they just dispense with singular therapies. Maybe they've drank their own Kool-Aid that they're asking you to drink. Maybe that's what explains so much of what we can't support with statistics. How can we get your compliance when we don't have a paradigm that's functional? How can we engage you when we have nothing to say? Just come in, do the therapy, we'll see if it works. If it doesn't work, you could see someone else. Thank you. Next. Is that the way it worked for you? This woman can heal. Her body will heal her lupus, not me. I can initiate something within her. I will bring her on the show someday soon. I'm going to start bringing others on the show. Others that have been through this. I have them. They're in a stable outside behind the office. I have them. Not a lot of them. People that truly heal, resolve symptomology, say they feel better. Tons. Anybody can do that. Honestly, you can do that. Don't go to a doctor to help a symptom. Give it your own 1-2. Lots of people can do that. That's a beautiful thing. Don't ever misunderstand me. You have a symptom. You get an herb. That symptom goes away because you took that herb. You did good. Not knocking that. I'm knocking people who live in a bubble about, I'm not even knocking them. I'm pointing out that we have a system that's convincing people or implying to people that there's a model out there. Boy, I botched that, didn't I? What I'm trying to say is the simple herb symptom approach for a lot of people doesn't work. And we're not getting them the message. What about the guy with high blood pressure? One day, just recently, his blood pressure jumps 200 to 120 out of nowhere. The doctors have him on lisinopril, atenolol, and hydrochlorothiazide. That's the standard of care. You know what? Be glad we can get that blood pressure down. Because when you go up that high, you can stroke out. You can burst an artery in your brain. You can pass out while you're driving. all because you wanted to go holistic. Sometimes you need meds. In emergencies, do drugs. It's my advice. That was my advice to him. Take the drugs. How do I know what his healing IQ is? I'm going to guess with his life. I'm going to suggest different herbs to take to allow the body to regulate itself to a healing. And if it doesn't work and we didn't bring it down and his healing IQ is very low and he really hates his relationship with his boss or his wife or whoever, and in the midst of that, the herb doesn't deliver, we're going to risk him. That's intelligent. That's conscientious. That's ethical. No, he's going to do drugs. God bless the people that make the drugs in that moment. And I mean it. I mean what I'm saying. Everything has a place. What we're not doing is integrating things. You see? That's our human problem. It's a human problem. I went to chiropractic school. It's one of my degrees. I was the valedictorian of my class. I told them in the valedictorian speech to change their ways because they couldn't simply deliver whack and crack to the musculoskeletal model when people suffered with gross toxicities, psychological traumas, when the musculoskeletal system was subject to all the things we learned in the 7,000 hours of medical training that we had. And then to give us little more than a whack and a crack, I said, expand. Expand. Do chiropractic residencies. Don't let your students graduate thinking that the only thing they could distribute, deliver to musculoskeletal cases was a chiropractic crack. They didn't listen. They didn't listen. My school is out of business in Los Angeles. They shut down. They couldn't meet the commercial market anymore. That's the truth. Chiropractic adjustments are wonderful. The question is, why weren't the students taught when to use them and when they weren't going to be effective? Instead, it was relegated to, oh, we'll see it and try. Actuaries from insurance companies don't pay premiums to holistic practitioners who guess. I'm not guessing about my lupus case. No, I'm not guessing, and I'm definitely not crazy. Well, maybe not definitely. But the guy with high blood pressure, he doesn't have a good, deep cellular intelligence about healing. He doesn't. And I want him taking pharmaceutical drugs to stabilize. And then we'll see if he's going to listen to his wake-up call. We're going to see if he's going to start listening to his soul. Oh, my God, did I just put spirituality into healing? Did I make that mistake that scientists shouldn't make? How dare I do that? How dare I even imply that his high blood pressure could have something to do with the fact that he hates his job and he isn't happy, perhaps, in his marriage? That he's clearly internalized. That even though he's the nicest guy, oh, I don't know how he could have been a body snatcher. He was the nicest man. You hear that on the news all the time. Doesn't that crack you up? The guy next door to you has been snatching bodies for 20 years down the street in the neighborhood, and you knew him as a fine man. Who's kidding who? A fine man. Because he never bugged you when he said hello every morning. That makes him a fine guy. You're not seeing straight, Charlie. People tell you who they are. My patients always tell me who they are. You can't not tell me who you are. You tell me who you are before you walk in. You tell me who you are by the way you walk into the office. By the first thing you say, you're all over. You're a hologram. You're a pulsing band of information. And what this tells me with this person is his healing quotient's low. and he's holding on to stuff that would blow anybody's blood pressure up. It's just a matter of critical mass. He has no chance of being fixed herbally. None. None. So I want him medicated. That was my advice. Medicate. He looked at me funny. But you're the nutritionist. Right. So I'm going to give him herbs to help his condition and sacrifice the possibility that if those herbs don't work and he sustains his blood pressure at 200 over 120, we're going to risk his life. Now, I didn't do that. You see, there's a place for everything. It's my point. Now, I'm a chiropractor, and if you adjust the occiput in C1 and get the energy flowing, it'll regulate the blood pressure. Just read the work of B.J. Palmer. I'm going to risk him to that. That's intelligent. You see, holistic medicine doesn't integrate correctly. Neither does allopathic medicine. Not into holistic medicine. But this guy, he never drank, he never smoked, he never used drugs. He exercises, he eats relatively well. But nobody is going to tell him that inside he is a cauldron of fire. And that fire will go up to his brain. That's scientific. Well, it is scientific. Didn't I mention a book called The Stress of Life in the second show I did, or the third show on stress and inflammation? Hans Selye, The Stress of Life. Get The Stress of Life. Get The Stress of Life, because life is stressful. And if you can't manipulate your parasympathetic nervous system, you can't even open the door to a healing. Wow. You're going to need to listen to this show again and again and again and again. Case studies are fascinating. I'm fascinated. This is 20 years for me. I hope you share my sentiment. God bless you, Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.